North Shore University Health System provides superior clinical care, academic excellence, and innovative research to the individuals in the communities we serve. We are proud to present our physician experts along with North Shore's approach to health and wellness. Here's our host, Melanie Cole.
If you've ever tried to diet, you'll know that it is very hard to do. It's much easier to put on weight than to take it off. And in the dizzying world of diet products out there, how do you know which ones work, what things to do? So we're going to go over some facts and myths on dieting and healthy eating today. My guest is Kimberly Hammond. She's a registered dietitian with North Shore University Health System. Welcome to the show, Kim. Dieting, when you talk to people, and as a dietitian, people come to you and they say they're having trouble losing weight. What is the first, most important bit of advice you give them about dieting?
The first number one thing is to find out if they're eating three meals a day. That's probably the number one thing I'm looking for.
So how do you find that out? Are you a journal person?
We ask them to bring in a three-day journal. If they don't, then we go through what a normal day is like for them.
Okay, so you go through the day, you look at what they've just eaten, and you say, okay, and you kind of pick through what it is that's really damaging. If they're eating more than three meals a day, including snacks or late night eating, then how do you sort of taper that down to what they should be doing?
Then we pick it through and give them examples of what areas they need to fix. A lot of times there may be targeted things that they need to work on. Maybe it's eating too much sugar, eating too much fat. They're drinking a lot of sugary beverages. Sometimes they're not eating enough. You know, they may be, you know, skipping breakfast, skipping lunch, and eating a really heavy meal and eating late into the night. So
let's talk about some of the myths of the foods out there. First thing, you mentioned sugars. Are some sugars worse than others?
I mean, any kind of sugar is going to add a lot of additional calories to your diet.
When you're talking about sugars, people hear carbohydrates, and there are some diets out there that want you to eliminate all the carbohydrates. There's so many diets out there, but not all carbohydrates are created equal.
Correct. And you need a certain level of carbohydrates. Your more complex carbohydrates are your good types of carbohydrates, like your whole grain breads, your fruits and your vegetables, and you need a certain level of carbohydrates for your brain to function. So you can't take all of it out of your diet altogether.
Does nighttime eating contribute to obesity? Is that really bad for you? Is it calories in, calories out, or does the time you eat make a difference?
To a certain extent, calories in, calories out, but the later you eat, you don't have time to burn it off. So they've done studies that if you eat earlier in the day, you tend to consume less calories.
So if you want to tell somebody about dieting, do you have them keep a journal? Do you like Weight Watchers? Do you like some of the diets that are out there, Atkins, Mediterranean, any of these you tell people to truly stay away from?
The Weight Watchers is a solid program. You know, it's based on healthy eating. I mean, some people do well on Atkins. The problem with Atkins is they don't tend to keep the weight off because when they add back in those carbohydrates, they tend to balloon back up. So it's not a diet you can stay on long term. So the Mediterranean
What about fats now? Okay, and so fats, you know, there's another confusing world for everybody is the fats that
for
you
sure.
eat. Tell us about the good fats versus the bad fats.
You need a certain level of good fats. The unsaturated fats are the ones that will not clog your arteries, like your mono and polyunsaturated. Your saturated fat are basically from animal products, and those are the ones you want to eliminate from your diet.
Okay, tell us some of the good fats. People don't know, Kim, exactly what these are. Avocados have a lot of fat in them, but that's really excellent for us. Do we like olive oil? Do we like coconut oil? Give us some specifics.
Sure. Olive oil, coconut oil. The plant-based ones are basically your good fats, sesame seed, your nuts. Avocado was one. Sesame, corn, olive oil, coconut oil, canola oil. Coconut oil is actually in the saturated column.
Do you like people to drink more water? Does that help with weight loss at all?
It does. Water consumption is very important. One of the strategies is actually to have a glass of water before you start eating, and you want at least 64 ounces a day.
And how much protein should we be eating? If we're really trying, maintaining weight, Kim, is much easier than losing. But if we want to lose, give us a little breakdown of proteins to fats to carbohydrates that you want us to eat. And even mention the calories. I know we don't always go with calories completely, but give us a little calorie breakdown, protein, carbohydrates, and fats that we should be eating to lose weight.
You know, this is going to vary from person to person, so it's really hard to, you know, give a prescription necessarily, because it is going to vary from person to person depending on their makeup and how active they are. So that one is going to vary.
Okay, and how much protein in general do people need?
I mean, minimally, probably you need at least 60 grams.
60 grams. And what are some of the best proteins you like people to eat? Some of the lower fat or, you know, the good quality proteins? List some of them out for us.
Sure. Your high proteins, like your fish, your poultry without the skin, your vegetarian type beans, peas, lentils, your low-fat dairy is always a good option. Your lean pork, those are always good options.
So now, Kim, we see on TV all these different, you know, diet products and diet supplements that promise at 2 o'clock in the morning to burn your belly fat and to burn fat and to do all of these things. Give us some of the tips that you hear in those products to spot the fact that they are myths.
That really none of them have been proven. There's not research necessarily behind any of those products. You know, they haven't been tested. They're not FDA approved. So there is, you know, three new weight loss drugs that the FDA has approved, and those are the things you want to look for, that they've been federally approved and have research behind them. If it's an herbal drug, you know, none of those have to go through the rigorous testing.
And what are those products that are out there right now for the severely obese people?
The medications, or, mm-hmm. I mean, there's,
yes,
bariatric surgery is an option as well.
So are there some FDA-approved medications right now that people, if they come to see you or they go to see their doctor, that they can get prescribed?
Yes, there's three different ones out there.
Okay, so now what about the secret ingredient? Is there some real secret ingredient to weight loss? Give us your best advice.
I mean, basically, it's diet and exercise, and, I mean, it is calories in, calories out, and exercise and watching what you're eating. A lot of it's about portion control and looking at what your triggers are. You know, is it a mindless eating? Is it, you know, what has caused you to get where you are? You know, is it you're not eating regularly? Are you eating because of stress and emotion? Are you eating because, or are you not physically active? What has gotten you to the point you're at today?
And
evaluating
just the last,
those things.
And in just the last minute, tell people why they should come to North Shore University Health System to meet with a dietitian to help them lose weight.
Really helps them evaluate, you know, pick apart what they're doing, and really, people don't have a good idea what is a good portion size, and to really visualize what that is and what is a healthy diet.
Thank you so much. You're listening to North Shore Health and Wellness. For more information, you can go to northshore.org. That's northshore.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.